There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got a lot to talk about. The Knicks are in town to take on the Hawks tonight. We will certainly get to that. The College Football Playoff Committee spoke, but we are live at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, where within mere minutes, Mike Bell, we're going to talk to our head coach, Raheem Morse, and get his thoughts not only on the Cowboys showing up and you know, the beatdown that was at Mercedes-Benz, but also looking ahead. Guys, we got to turn the page today as they start preparation, getting ready for the Saints. This is not the same Saints team we saw a few weeks ago, right?
No, they've had a really star-crossed season. From looking like the hottest team in football the first 2 weeks to an unmitigated disaster, where they're shedding players and, you know, almost surprised Cam Jordan's still there. You know what I mean? They moved on from Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders yesterday. Heard about that. Got an interim head coach, Darren Ritzy, who's special teams, taking over for Dennis. Look, this team, I said trap yesterday. The more I think about it, yes, we're a better football team. Let's have our most complete game. Let's go basically from start to finish, from the green light to the checkered flag, and just run these guys out of the building, because we still have, even though the faces have changed and Jameis isn't there, we do still have some payback from an embarrassing loss to end the season last year.
At their place, they did not have to punch it in late. We know how that all played out, and Arthur Smith at the time ran onto the field. He was fussing at Dennis Allen. I'm sorry! Dennis Allen was apologizing. Right. Well, he's not there. And he's not here. And there are a lot of guys who are still in this locker room who felt that and felt some kind of way about it. The good news is, Mike, I think, and we'll talk to Coach about this, we're getting healthy. We need to get healthy, especially at the linebacker position. Right. Getting Troy Anderson back. Like, Troy Anderson had his best game as a Falcon, and then he got hurt. And so he's been out of the mix. And then, you know, we've seen these little nicks with guys being banged up a little bit. I think that's going to be key for us here over the next, you know, few games before we head to the bye week. And then, obviously, the other thing is Kirk Cousins got to continue to play at a high level. I mean, we could talk about all this other stuff, but we are here because of his quarterback play.
I'm curious to see if Drake London doesn't go, how that changes things in the approach. Does Pitts get a more expanded role in this game? We'll see about that, because certainly there's, without Lattimore, there's one less weapon to try to guard some of the things we want to do in the passing game. And then a lot of guys, of course, hit us up yesterday throughout the show once the trade deadline came and went, and today on the text line and on social media. Look, the general manager did not speak, and not like he's ducking. He just wasn't scheduled to speak, and nothing happened. So we'll do the best we can to ask Coach Ryan. Now, he can't specifically mention other players around the league. That literally is tampering.
Correct.
But we can try to get a feel from him as best as he's, you know, forthcoming as he is, about, were you close? Did you have an interest? Were you pursuing? We'll try to get that out of him and see what happens. But, I mean, one thing for certain, once we get done today, you said it, turn the page. We didn't improve our pass rush. They think the pass rush improvement exists in the building.
404-726-0929. You guys can always hit us up. Find us on Twitter. We do not call it X. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Also, we're going to have a chance to talk with Matthew Bergeron. You heard Mike talk about this with the Midday guys. He is a guy that doesn't say a lot but plays his butt off. And he's been really good since he got here. And Mike mentioned plug and play. That's kind of how we view him now, once we've seen how good he's been. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, we talk about all the things this team got wrong and has gotten wrong over the years, Mike. Lindstrom, Bergeron. They got those two pieces right.
Right.
And when you add that to what was already here, we know Dahlman has been under, you know, on the injured list as well and suffering as far as being out. But the depth of this O-line has really played a role into us also being able to win. And that speaks to the front office. So, and I'll say this too about Terry. He doesn't do interviews usually during the season.
Correct.
So when the season starts, for Falcon fans who may or may not know this, like, they want Coach Raheem Morris to be the face and the voice of the team during the season. And the offseason is really when team building happens and the GM and the front office do a lot of the work. That's when we see and hear from a lot more of Terry. So, again, we're going to do everything we can to hopefully get a chance to hear from him. But at the end of the day, that's kind of what they tell us here, and that's kind of the way it's been.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.